Track 3. Side view for members of the Macular Society, Beating Macular Disease. Issue number 137 for autumn 2021. Inside this issue, adapting to the new normal. Thanks to you, research is back. Top cooking and makeup tips. And cheering you on, support for your body and mind. Our cover picture celebrates Suzanne and David's 100-mile trek. Story on CD 2, track 5. Page 5. Welcome to Autumn Side View, from Cecilia Bufton, Chair. Over the last 18 months, it may have felt like time was standing still. None of us is quite the same person we were in March 2020, whether that's down to the coronavirus pandemic or something else entirely. Perhaps you're a little less flexible than you were. Maybe you've taken up a new hobby or had more time to practice it at home. You might be feeling more fearful or reluctant to take risks, especially if your sight has deteriorated. Some people will undoubtedly have leapt back into their old life when restrictions were lifted, but many others will need time to adjust. With this in mind, we've collected advice and resources to help all our members look after their bodies and minds, whether that's regaining your confidence, see page 28, getting the most from virtual medical appointments, on page 24, or even perfecting your makeup, page 38. One thing that is up and running at full steam is our research program. We introduce 4 of the projects you're getting off the ground in 2021 on page 12 as part of our spotlight section. Thank you as ever for all your support, and enjoy SideView. Page 6. The Macular Disease Conference 2021, Hope for the Future. Kindly supported by Aura. This year's Macular Disease Conference on the 11th of September was bigger than ever. Thousands of people joined our talks virtually on the latest research, tailored support, and practical advice, and had their questions answered live by experts in the field. And if you missed out, there's plenty of time to catch up online in your own time. The Inherited Retinal Diseases and Working Age session covered genetic testing, developments in the treatment of diabetic eye disease, a possible treatment for Stargardt disease, and a session on physical and mental health hosted by British Blind Sport and our patron, Paralympic sprinter Zach Shaw. For people with age-related macular degeneration, AMD, experts discussed stem cells, what we can learn from eye scans, what exactly goes wrong in eye cells during AMD, and new treatments that could make it into clinics in the next few years. And this year, for the first time, we held a separate back-to-basics session for people newly diagnosed with macular disease and their friends and family. The Macula and Me stream covered a beginner's guide to the macula, information about the emotional impact that macular disease can have, and an introduction to peer support and the practical tools that make life easier. Watch all the sessions online at macularsociety.org/conference2021. There's no need to register, pay, or download anything. All you need is a computer or tablet with an internet connection. Page 7. New member, welcome. If this is your first side view, you might be feeling like a rabbit in the headlights, especially if you're new to macular disease. So, if nothing else, keep hold of these numbers. Questions about your membership? Telephone 01264 350 551 or email supportercare@macularsociety.org. Questions about your treatment, condition or ways the Macular Society can help you? Call 0300 30 30 111 or email help@macularsociety.org. And out of office hours, there's a wealth of information about macular disease, looking after your eyes and living well with sight loss on our website at macularsociety.org. Thank you for joining us and welcome to our community. Together, we will beat macular disease.